Karla, ve yo ve.
So, a warm welcome to everyone. It's a good thing you're born out of chaos. The idea for this started last year when I asked Rinpoche to talk about illness's path. And he has kindly consented to do that this time, and hopefully this will be an ongoing series where we can explore the whole issues of what it means to have contemplative art, and especially empty concepts about treatment. So thank you, Kimpo. And here we go. Are we ready to go? Are we ready to go with the sound?
It's not going
to be. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Tene neje kekser sopa la gondru tagi dele da
chapche.
Toksom je nele toksom ne sonwe ne nam nambar mato peyi ki je Number Matobe Yehije Chomte Neme Bedeva Tayebe Sindin and Jimba Manamu
Kariyeshide
Number Matobe Tosomje Ne Number Matobe Yehije Chomte Neme Bedeva Tote Tayebe Sindin and Neme Bedeva Jimba Manamu.
Somichi wants to convey his good evening for all the treaters, the healers assembled here, and he wants to extend his wish to everyone that we may overcome the sickness that is caused by the three types of mental poison and replace it by the wisdom, the primordial wisdom that is without any concept, the non-conceptualizing primordial wisdom, to be able to establish limitless sentient beings in the bliss of not having any sickness.
Tene jarva gotamba tene tomo che nyum kapso tomo nyum se jeda ha jang kale kabo navare te kapso sungba sungon de thambo long je de.
And Ramachi wants to present to us a song of the victorious Walcha Nestler. It's the Jalwa Gyotsangpa. And he expressed his experience in this song, an experience that came out of a very intense suffering.
Namore Nanguru Kosominji Jorvoy Gomyan Ramayli Nangane Zirnzi Bayi Devan Jogdir Jelad Semyi Namka Dabala Lingi Genzon Devzain Ishilongi Shujinji Mabang Nidan Dedarazi Nizui Jito Chorvati Machu Soma Lubay Samju Charvi Chikuncha Nata Mabang Nidai Trunang Dungji Chumdruti Ransin Chinka Chidai Nyonga Bhakta Kuntanda Dante Mabang Nidai Jyongshin Nijji Sungala Gajrub Nijji Chaitan Sami Devi Rodanti Nyama Mabang Nidai Ditong Tene Nai Tuti Tupi Tata Chosai Panang Rito Charvati Kurwa Mabang Nidai Matir Neja Nalajan, Junta Pono Manji, Ranyo jebe jin do sha dunga ma bang ne da Sengdeb do be she bo te chunye jama da ba Sando lo ye sim dong te tomo ma bang ne da Tome de je pa ja ji jome jar go na do Tongbar mo gong de je do namdo ma bang ne da Jeshe me pili je te Jenga neva me ngai Duma se pilo ganja Chava mabang ne dai Mabang ne da jibundi Dogon ronyo gubai Yeku tuk jibubai Dupong jambe tovai Trangpo dake nyamli Rishu dhembe chaji Tenyi drupi dhimjoi Pogiye janyang zolong jizong
Now we should recite the same song in the Vajrayana style for three times.
Three
times.
Who wants to be the Humsa for this? Some person experienced.
Corona Zodi, Corona.
Yeah, so it falls on you.
I didn't have a tune ready, however.
That's the time.
Yeah.
No.
Three times.
Do not reject concepts, for they are pure by nature.
This is how emergence free of birth or death is not involved in arising, remaining, and ceasing. It is the infinite space of the unconditioned. Do not reject death, for it is pure by nature. These are the eight ways of natural purity. Meditation on what's opposite is needed to realize equal taste. They are the thought of the minds of the lords that are uncle and nephew. They are the hammer that defeats the legions of Mara. They are the practice of this beggar. They are the causes and conditions for roaming through mountain retreats. They are the supreme bliss of attaining the two benefits. My old father, Yagel, it is easy to train to experience.
Kundun Pendraya Yeruanda, Rosin Jinajitamasa, Sancho Samba Jejan Gurjago, and Jimin Jin Lala Pampa. Nima Dave Marik Mamba says, Dava Dave Niman Dongan, Toso Mane says, Sanje Minje La, and Pendraya Yerola Santa. Loyaki Dan Lutan Najenge, Drawam Dada Mayakina. Drawa Kunja Draki Jatamba, Tamjiki Dada Kiji Dondo.
Oh, yeah, Tandova Namka Dada Nyambe, Simjin Tamjiji Dondo, Zoba Sanjiji Kombanabuja Dobarasa. Ti Chedo, Tini Danda, Neji Kixela, Sambarasa, Nyamba, Samba Sanjojo, the Toki Bunganda Dandu.
So there are limitless beings filling the whole universe. With the aim to establish all those limitless beings in the state of unsurpassable Buddhahood, we should resolve to the noble bodhicitta, thinking that we will engender ourselves diligently in the application of removing the obstacle of sickness.
Yang mena, yang na, dene, ne na to jin narve,
Or to put it in another way, which says, please listen with a motivation in mind, that is, that for all those many limitless beings that are suffering from the pain of sickness, we develop the wish to liberate them from suffering, this being the noble bodhicitta.
Tene tanda jarwa goitang bati drupa sripa kapso mangpo nabare di kapso yang hajang kale kapochi nyomu kapso tene sungkante sungpare.
The victorious Goetsangpa himself, he was afflicted by very severe sickness and practiced himself applying these methods to his own personal sickness. And out of this experiences, he sang a lot of those spontaneous Vajra songs.
Tene kong takpo kona la drupa japa le dhonyo to mba pa tamcha sinna drupa re takpo nana mi da mba yoma re.
And he was practicing in a mountain rock cave and had previously committed himself not to leave this mountain cave for any reason, just to stay there, entirely devoted to practice. So there was no possibility for himself to leave that mountain solitude. In case of sickness, he wouldn't have any chance to call for ambulance or go to hospital. So he had no other method than relying on this profound instructions to remove the obstacle of sickness. So what he actually did, he continued practicing and continued while rejoicing in the arisal of sickness. He said like he would joyfully accept the sickness that arises and he would joyfully accept the death if it occurred.
Then in Naga Kichi Yung Jumsin Karresena Sindhi Nawande Demba Trupa Mayimba Tsede namande, Jujin tende tsotan janawa, Malan tabo, Juma tabo, Chunanga dava tabo, Topa tang. Tundam keva mapa, Tungbani to Topa latine, Tene nava tang, Keva lanjika mevare, Kong naga kiti nama. Nana gava kena kipagoni, Tapula dubaja.
So how come that he was not afraid at all from from falling sick, aging, or from dying? The reason is that he understood directly that all the appearances of this world didn't contain any truth as to their material existence, that they were very much alike dream experience or the reflection of the moon in water, or a magical illusion. Seeing that they have no existence on their own, then there was no way that he could get frightened from sickness, old age, or death.
Tangbo namo rinang guru ki sava sonte namo ne sadharva rata na ne rinpoche guru lama te lama rinpoche la sadharva sonte go song kwe pa tenpo ni lama la sadharva.
So the first word of this song says Namo Ratna Guru, which actually just means salutation or greeting, respect to the precious teacher. I bow down to this jewel of my guru, and this means that with the deep respect in body, speech and mind, he bows to his own teacher.
Koso minje jorwa ye khamnyan rowa maluba donga neser zeba ye devan chokter jelandu ki sabasam tate lor.
So then this is the next verse. I just read it as is here. For applying the medicine of the three kayas, you clear away the suffering and illness of all sentient beings without exception, who are vast in number as space is great in extent. To the Lord who grants supreme bliss, I bow.
Same genelon de kosom te ne la jana ne je mo tongba chuko rangin sarva longo na to gami trukate kosom je mi je jorva yi kosom je mi je jorva samulati de namgantha danyambe rova simji malupa chekyang malupa drata bo chekyang malupe donga je ne servarin zeba ne yang donga je ne tamje donga tamje ne je zo zo ko bare donga je ne tamje servarin zeba kevarin zeba ne kevarin zeba ye goni deva lan me ba tene sakye je deva ta me mai ba sami je deva lan me ba
So this is an extensive explanation of how he pays reference to his guru, and he says he characterizes his teacher by saying he's the one who applies the medicine of the three kayas. Three kayas is Dhammakaya, Sambhogakaya and Nirmanakaya. And the medicine is to understand that the essence of appearance is emptiness. It's emptiness, the nature of Dhammakaya, to be the clarity is Sambhogakaya, and the fact of being unobstructed in the clear arisal is the Nirmanakaya, and this being the medicine. By applying the medicine of the three type of kayas, he characterizes his guru being the one who removes the suffering of illness of all sentient beings without exception. Here, suffering is likened to be a sickness. So the sickness is the suffering, it's like the poetic example that is used here and is removed by the medicine of the three kayas. Applied to all sentient beings without exception, that includes all our friends and specifically all our enemies. So those being as vast in number as space is great in extent, to this Lord, he says, who grants the supreme bliss, I bow down. The supreme bliss of this healing is an undefiled bliss. It's not just ordinary bliss, but it's an undefiled supreme bliss. So we could actually apply this into the very idea that we are sick. We have the idea, I'm sick. So this is the concept that arises. And this concept that arises could be analyzed in the way of the three kayas. The concept in itself does not exist. It doesn't have any independent existence. It's empty in itself. This is the dhammakaya of the concept of being sick. Then the fact that it clearly arises is the sambhogakaya, and that it is unobstructed in its arisal is the nirmanakaya. So it is understanding the three kayas, or understanding that the very idea of being sick manifests at the three kayas. Trinity or namtok medin
nanyam de namdo kosum jena
kosum jena chin nimpa the main nimpa kan das so
te kosum jena yi nanyam de namdo kosum jena yi de moto te to na te ni te mi.
If one manages to identify one's own concept of saying I'm sick as being the manifestation of the three kayas, then this in itself is the medicine.
Devan chok te jelan do song ba te yarwa go sang ba rang te ni tab lama te men ba tham je jin cho yin ba te ni yi chi ye re te se na devan cho to chor ba te war je ba men ba cho cho to chor ba chi la ku pe do song ba te.
So when finally he says, to this Lord who grants the supreme bliss, I bow. Here he expresses that his understanding, that his teacher is the supreme healer. He recognized his teacher as the supreme healer that bestows supreme bliss.
Tenin de kapso rangal lama sanje mela denje namkhang jibitok dogom sabatam neyakoto.
So, taking this example, it is also very useful and to do to imagine one's own teacher, one's guru, in the form of the medicine Buddha, either on one's crown of one's head or in front of oneself. So the next verse, when the clouds of negative actions gather in the pure sky of mind itself, through the great power of wisdom's winds, act according to the natural purity of what should not be rejected.
Mabang ba ne so tapa rangin ji yin so takpar seban denda wochi zogre sumbar neda mabang neda je jome jumsin sumbar
inang de kase lungi torna trin de lungi torna den
trin de long torna den nam kha number takpar nam ka trin lengi je trin de hi je long torna den le tanda lengi je trin hi je long torna den nam kha trin mando nam kha number takpar
So the next verse actually, well, in the Tibetan the order is different. So we should start with the second line. It's actually the first line. And it's the most important thing to mention, the pure sky of mind itself here. Mind, the purity of mind is compared to space like empty, pure space, pure sky, cloudless sky. And this cloudless sky being temporarily covered by the clouds of, or the mass of clouds of evil action. And this is the example of what temporarily obscures the purity, the primordial purity of the sky, being the nature of mind. And then the third line refers to the great power of wisdom winds. This is the wind of primordial wisdom that is not conceptualizing, not thinking, not conceptualizing. Primordial wisdom is compared to the wind that by its power is able to dispel the clouds. The clouds are not removed to anywhere else, but they're just dissolved in the same space, the same pure, primordially pure space. So doing like this, being able to connect oneself to this primordial non-conceptual wisdom, then it says one should act accordingly to the natural purity, what should not be rejected, and that what should not be rejected is exactly the topic of the following verses, which explain those eight things related to sickness that should not be rejected, since there is primordial purity present.
Lele sumwa dunga che ne tamche jinyin bhuti tini nambar mato bhihi imba sumwa.
So if one summarizes this idea here, it is saying that the remedy of mental disturbance, being all kleshas, the action that results from this negative karmic action, and finally the ripening of that negative karmic action, the sickness, the suffering of sickness, that all, for all those, the remedy is non-conceptual primordial wisdom.
Ta ne da tangbo, ne zo gyetsa me ba te ma chu so ma lo kwan jo, sam jo trawe chukon cha, na sa ma bang ne da yin shi sa lo sa.
So now we come to the first of those signs. It's the third verse. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as the Dhammakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature.
Nezu gyatsa mepa la kipa te, nezu kipa nej zunga, nej dunga je tsora yuk chenpore. Ta nej dunga je tsorwa te ye me pare, ye me pa tsawa me pare. Junsin karre, nejo yata me pe nej sunga te yata me pe junsin karre se na, tangbo te kanza ka da me pa yin pe junsin re. Nawa po te, nawa po rang, mlam do nawa dan chekpa re, nawa po da denbar mado pe se na, nawa po rang me pa tang. Nava por rang ye me pare, nava por rang ye me tada imbese na yata me pare. Yang ne yata me pare, ne mandava kande chi yin yang, ne te yang malam tabare, denbar madropa rangyin je madropa malam ta be yimse na ne denbar madropa ta nawapo denbar madropa de kanza gada mere ne denbar madropa de chuje da mere tene nawapo da ne nibote da me ba ni je rangyin yimse na tene nezo geta me pare tise na nezo geta me pa te da me ba ni ger ger
The first line of this sentence saying illness and pain have no basis or root. Well, you could say like also the pain of illness. Here in this case is suffering, sickness manifests through the pain that it causes. And then he's saying that this pain of the sickness actually doesn't have any cause or root to arise at all. Why? So there's one aspect, is the one who is actually suffering. There is no, if one analyzes it, there is no such person who actually suffers. This is the understanding or the discovery of absence of personal self. There is no I or self that is the sufferer of that particular sickness. This is the first thing to understand. The second is that actually the sickness itself doesn't exist. The sickness that we think causes the suffering doesn't have an independent existence. It is not different from the appearances in a dream or in a magical illusion or reflection. So this is the second reason, and those two can be categorized in saying the first is the absence of the personal or individual self or I. And the second is the absence of the entity in phenomena. So the two types of entity or self which do not exist. And because of this understanding, one comes to summarize saying there is no root or base for this pain of suffering, of sickness.
Nanyam jenam do deyang, jenga ne som da travel tungba nyere, jenga ne ba da travel tungba ny yin yang, then it tong yin the nama, tong yin do na nagado samba nam do jigre, this ena, nanyam jenam do de, mo tungba rang yin sarvate, sartong yemere. Nanyam jenna nam do sartong yemi de, ding on the ram up the yagore. Machu soma lokpar jose. Nan nagan do samba nam dok jungo, mo satong yin me te la zochu mazeba. Jujur tango mado, soma seja de sarbare, sarba, sartong semje ne lok satong la, ying by yomare tisena, machu soma am, sarba ting ando, lokpar jo. Zochu me paramab loje lo te yako mado.
And then there is also the thought that says, oh, I'm sick. So this concept or thought that arises, when analyzed, proves to have no place of arisal, and it has no stay, and has no place to disappear too. So it is free from arisal, from stay, and from disappearing from cessation, but still it clearly arises. So the fact that being empty in itself, having no essence, but still clearly appearing, proves the clarity of it. It is inseparable in being clear, lucidly clear and empty of inherent existence. It is empty and clear, is clearly empty and emptily clear. And so being like this, what to do with this concept that tells us we're sick? This concept has to, one should let rest in itself. Mind that produces this concept has to be treated as relaxedly and uncontrived, naturally fresh. This is applying the teaching of Mahamudra to the idea of sickness.
Samju Travi Chukor Chat Tetar Machusoma Lokbar Yahina Tenis Sambalendeba Lo Namdog Sambalendeba Nag Judameba Samju Dan Travi Chukor Chara Setin Devere Tenda Vinyamni Sena Teni Hina Yoksor Tenda Vuhina Samju Lende Samju Dan Travi Chukor Chara Se Ne Chukor Chara
And Dhammakaya arises, which is free from being expressible or thinkable. This is the result. If one really manages to let one's mind be in its natural state, relaxedly, fresh, in nowness, then the result of doing so finally will be the arisal, the manifestation of Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya, which is inexpressible and inconceivable.
Mapang neda, dether, natsa mapang neda, jumsin tit sena, natsa de pangomudo, natsa nelo, jumsin tit sena, natsa mapang ba, natsa nezu tapa, natsa ringinje nezu tapa, simje nelo gings number tapa.
So for this reason, this is the last line then of this verse, for this reason, one should not reject illness, since illness is pure by nature.
Yeah, Tande, it's...
No. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we should recite that for 7 times, this verse.
Yeah.
So 21 times.
No, 21 times.
Any Vajradhatu person here can be the OMSI?
Yes.
Meditate through the expression without artifice. In ears, Dhammakaya, the untrodden word. Reject illness for its pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root.
As you meditate
through the expression without artifice.
You can't do it.
Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice, and they appear as Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is purified nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice, and they appear as Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is purified nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice, and they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice, and they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, without artifice, and they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice, and they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice, and they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice, and they appear as Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice, and they appear as Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice, and they appear as Dharmakaya beyond thought and word.
Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature.
Tetar Nawap Da Madhopa Khansak Dhamite Ne Rangyinja Madhopa Chuchit Dhamme Vittava Thinte Tene Nanyamja Namdo Sartong Yemi Jangangdo Rambabdo Yagpa Sajya Chimbo Tan Dzogpa Chimbo Tene Nyamlinre Tetar Ngangdo Tene Nanyanja Namdo Ranga Ngovi Madhopa Satong Yemi Jangando Rambab Dunjokpa Satyenta Dzokhinja Nyamliye Bati Se Na Tene Neji Kekser De Hachang Samo Re Kekser Tamche Ji Yetang Tzavanda Vujungre
Recollecting the point of view that the one who is suffering doesn't really exist, being the absence or emptiness of the individual, and secondly, recollecting that the sickness in itself is devoid of independent existence, being the absence of entity in phenomena. Thus, the very thought that presents the idea of being sick just empty in itself, but clearly appearing, emptiness and appearance inseparable, and relaxing within this understanding. This is the application of Mahamudra as well as Dzogchen or Mahasandhi, and this proves to be the supreme remedy of obstacle of sickness. This is the very root of all removal of obstacle of sickness.
Tetar ne mapang ne da yimba tise no tini chewa yang mapang ne da re chewa chewa chi tawa ti mulam to chewa nam to tawa chewa nam to tawa nam to ngola chewa nam to yobare ma to ne lo li chewa yomare tise no tini chewa mapang ne da yang re nawa mapang ne da yimba se no chewa mapang ne da.
So understanding that sickness essentially is pure and nothing to be rejected, then this very understanding applies also to death. Death is essentially pure and no need to reject death, since death doesn't exist in itself. To die is a concept. There is no existence of death. Touch, so it is pure in itself, and no need to be rejected.
Tisena, Jumtin, Tinijisena, Tini, Tanda, Geba Yang, Mapaneda, Gesijitian, Melamda, Uremato, Nelo, Leo Mare, Tisena, Geba Yang, Mapaneda.
In the same way, aging, the process of aging is pure in itself, no need to reject it. Aging doesn't exist as such. It is like the experience of aging in a dream. The dreamlike aging, no need to reject it, it is pure in itself. So this is mainly viewpoint. This is to say an understanding, a clear understanding of what is true, what is real, what in reality or as a matter of fact is. And here what is needed in relation to a view is certainty. So we have to gain the certainty in regard to that point of view. Again, we should recite for 21 times this verse.
Yeah. Okay, Chimbo Jagu.
A strong voice.
Okay, Chimbo Jan and Dremban. Dremban name, Ebandogu.
If we recite it with a strong voice, the sickness is related to our throats.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
It's
okay.
Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without grudges. And they appear surrounded by a beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it's pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without objects. And they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without objects. And they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. and they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And it appears the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And it appears the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And it appears the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And it appears the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And it appears the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And it appears the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And it appears the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And it appears the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice. And they appear as the Dharmakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature.
In. No, in. Navapu da madropar, hippogone, kanzak damego. Ne denbar madropa, ne ranginja madropar, nihichipogone, chuch damego. Nanyam jenando, sardong yemi jenando, ravapdo, ravap machupar, ya joba saja chambinamin latende. Dene ta yebe simji namje dene ta yebe simji namla namje neje donga hebrasau.
Understanding clearly that there is no such one who is experiencing suffering. There's no experiencer of suffering. This is the absence of self or I, to which one has to familiar familiarized oneself with, and this is the meditation of emptiness of person or individual I, understanding with certainty that there is no illness as such. Illness is empty of having an independent existence. This is the emptiness of entity or self in phenomena being discovered. And one has to get used to this by resting in this certainty. And the idea of being sick, empty in its nature but clearly arising, inseparably being empty and clear, is that what when one gets used to this, is the meditation of Mahamudra, applying this by resting relaxedly and fresh and loosely in this thought that arises saying I'm sick but is clear and empty in itself. This is meditation of Mahamudra. And based on this, may one be able to dispel the sickness and the suffering arising from sickness of all limitless beings.
Good to come. I remember talking about the Lamsang Nebala,
somebody says it's very auspicious that being this the first assembly of healers or physicians, that at this very moment a patient turns up.
Directly in the room below us.
Yeah. Kangpa de Ogle, Takdajung.
Oh, they are. They are. They are. Yeah, young son, you get such.
So this means we should recite it another 21 times. Yeah. We're still in the same one.
Yeah. That's it, I'm just custom.
Illness and pain have no basis or root as we imitate pure expressions of Rajas. And they appear as the Dhammakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness for its pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root as you meditate pure expression without artifice. And they appear as the Dhammakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness for its fear by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root, as you meditate your expression without artifice, and they appear as the Dhammakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness for its fear by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root, as you meditate your expression without artifice, and they appear as the Dhammakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness for its cure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root, as you meditate your relaxed expression without artifice. And they appear as the Dhammakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness for its cure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root, as you meditate the relaxed expression without artifice, and they appear as Dhammakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness for its pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root, as you meditate the relaxed expression without artifice, and they appear as Dhammakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness for its pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root, as you meditate the relaxed expression without artifice, and they appear as the Dhammakaya beyond thought and word.
do not reject illness, for it's pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, derive expression without adjectives, and they, the earth, the Dhammakaya, beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it's pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, derive expression without adjectives, and they, the earth, the Dhammakaya, beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it's pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, derive expression without artifice, and they appear as the Dhammakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it's pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, derive expression without artifice, and they appear as the Dhammakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it's pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice, and they appear as the Dhammakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice, and they appear as the Dhammakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it is pure by nature. Illness and pain have no basis or root. As you meditate, be relaxed, fresh, and without artifice, and they appear as the Dhammakaya beyond thought and word. Do not reject illness, for it's pure by nature. No ill.
No ill. Then Dendrava Nyamni, the Neba Gazuba Yina Dhammadin, Neba Te Navala Gavuya Trova Yungara Kayinsena, Ne Te Nyamni Je Gom Je Tore, Ne Te Gom to draws the carriage, said no, then Navala Gavatan, Trova Yungremato, Nana Sem Jogumari.
So, if a sick person applies this point of view or this method, then actually it will be a very joyful state for him, since sickness no longer appears as an obstacle. Sickness is something that is the very support of one's experience. It's the cause for being happy and joyful and to rejoice in the appearance of sickness.
Tene tanda membe tsokpa, neji kekserje minje tsokpa, tanda zoyore, mama ni nga loka hi ngay ni zona sambayo, ten tanda kone hi yapo chongsong, tene jirang sola penpa maze, tene neba yinda, chula teba yobe neba tamje le pengre.
So now this is the first meeting of this group of healers, or I call this like say people who are working professionals in the medical and health field. And Trimurti had this wish to form such a group many years ago, and today is the first time it happens, and he hopes very much that we are able to benefit not only ourselves, but that we are able to benefit many people, sick people, by applying this method. So there is much more that could come, could be included in this project, like the practice, the sadhana of the medicine Buddha, and so this is a very wide practice, and there could be also, like even based on that sadhana of medicine Buddha, the preparation of medicine, what is called maintrup in Tibetan.
Ranahare, Koran Lama La Ranahare, Losum Dubala Javare, they can some toze groves on Yabodo, Kuneki Yabodo, Tedeyabodo.
So she says, so it's also very suspicious that this group was organized by Phil Weber and me, and then there's also Reinhard Türk, who is who had himself, he was in a 3 years retreat.
Three years and one and a half months
retreat, classical retreat. So that he considers us to be like the ones who, the founders of this group. And Rainer Turk also knows a little bit about Tibetan medicine, and I myself also have a little knowledge of it. For that, it's, he considers it to be a very auspicious coincidence. So what is our duty and should be our concern then out of this auspicious start to take measures that this group develops and will provide means for benefiting many sick people in the future? Young Natuk Tabu Kashiyo. So she says, so actually he had previously in mind to keep this group a little bit limited. So there are some people who kind of forced themselves into this group. But anyway, he said this should be now kind of closed, so this is the number of people that should work with this. So the first thing. So it seems like we're going to meet every evening here, and Ramesh says so. The first thing he wants to present in this group is this song of Chalwa Gyotsangpa about the eight aspects of sickness, remembering the purity of sickness and that sickness is not to be rejected.
Okay. Nyama dava mare mombaze dava dava nyama dava tozo neze sanje minje bedra yaye huje trahi sanje minje laye trahi sonam deye tamje zeba tomne nibe jana pamze
By the confidence of the golden sun of the great east, may the lotus garden of origins wisdom bloom, may the dark ignorance of sentient beings be dispelled, may all beings enjoy profound, brilliant glory.
Nyaman.
Maybe it was fishes from medicine Buddha. Yeah.